Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. There's so much speculation when it comes to the draft and the combine. Who are the Patriots interested in? What's the highest area of need for the Patriots? Well, we had that conversation with someone who lives and breathes college football. All right, Todd, so obviously the combine gets bigger and bigger every year, but it's important to remember that this is just one part of a very long process. But how big of a part to the process is the combine for players?
It's a small percentage. It really is. I think, you know, the combine was basically started for the medical purposes. They, you know, the league got smart and realized, why are we sending players all around the country and why are we sending doctors all around the country when we can have a centralized location for everyone to come in, you know, save money, save time, and it's become much more efficient each and every year, really. And, you know, I think the medicals probably, medical and interviews really are 70-80% of what teams get out of the combine, and then the rest in terms of the workouts on the field, mostly just verifying what you're seeing on tape. And in certain cases, if something jumps out in terms of a 40 time or a vertical jump that really stands out against what you're seeing on tape, then forces you to go back and kind of look at it in a different light. But in terms of the big, you know, big picture, I'd say the tape and evaluating the player on the field is at least 70-80% if you had to put a percentage on it.
Well, they're saying this is one of the deepest draft classes they've seen in a while. Does the amount of underclassmen have anything to do with that this year?
I think it has a lot to do with it. There are 103 underclassmen in this class, and every year we're setting a new record. You know, about 30 more underclassmen than we had a year ago. So you're talking about potentially a full round. And there's a record-setting 85 underclassmen here at the Combine. And if all of those players were to get drafted, you're talking about a third of the whole draft.
Well, from what you've learned already, is there any player that maybe is not a big name, but any player that stands out as like, hey, you know what, I think he could fit as a Patriot player?
Well, you know, when you think Patriot player, I think it's almost cliche, you think versatility and different things. We haven't seen anything yet. We're just getting the measurables for the offensive linemen and the tight ends very early in this week at the Combine, but you know, there are certainly players that fit what they like to do. I mean, defensively, guys with versatility, Stephon Tuitt from Notre Dame stands out. Rashad Hageman, the defensive lineman from Minnesota who can play a five technique but can play defensive tackle as well. Those types of players typically, you know, are Patriot players, if you will.
So you're looking more at the defensive line, maybe not so much as the tight ends?
Well, tight ends too. I mean, and there's a few first, second round tight ends this year, and then there's kind of a drop off. So I think we're going to see the tight ends maybe go kind of quickly because there's just not great depth in this class. You've got Eric Ebron from North Carolina, and then after that, Troy Nicholas is a guy from Notre Dame that's a little bit unknown, but he's got a very good size speed combination. And you know, Jace Amaro from Texas Tech plays in a wide open scheme. It'll be interesting to see how he transitions to the NFL, but he's 6'5". 250 pounds, runs well, and caught a lot of balls at the college level. So there's some good ones early. It'll be interesting to see if the Patriots are willing to give away one of those first or second round picks on a tight end that can come in and help. But you'd certainly think that they want to address that position the first 2 days.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.